Hello, everybody. Welcome to Week 10 here, the Coaches Shows. I'm Krenan Prophet alongside here, head coach of the Jefferson County North Chargers, Corey Null Boys. Let's get into this one. Last week, they're taking on plenty of teams for you. You took on Jackson Heights on Thursday. You had NK Nighthawks on Friday. This week, you played Horton. You were supposed to play it on Tuesday. You got that game moved up to Monday. You played them there too, having just one win out of those three games against Jackson Heights, a big win of 33-23. First, tell me about that big win over Jackson Heights and then go over those losses there against NK Nighthawks and then Horton.
Yeah, so, the Jackson Heights game was a little different. You know, I don't know if you call it a defensive battle or offensive struggle. I think Coach Plattner would agree it was a 10-10 game at halftime. So, you know, both teams had trouble scoring, and that was one. It was just kind of a battle. It was a little ugly at times, but we were able to kind of get away with the win there. We won on Tuesday, then won on Thursday, so it was good to see you kind of trending in the right direction. We played back-to-back again against the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks team, and that's kind of a game that we're looking to forget a little bit. I got the stats back. They shot around 70% from the field, I think just under 70%. So that one, it felt like there's just not a lot we could do. They were just a very good, fundamentally sound team and could shoot the ball and just had a really good player. So that was a tough one for us to deal with and play against. So we kind of scrapped that one and then trying to move on to Horton, and then Horton's another tough opponent, top team in the league. And I think the biggest thing I could tell from that game was our last practice was the last Monday, and then so that would have been our third or our fourth game with no practices in between. You know, four straight games with no practice, and I think it started to show. Offensively, I thought we looked sluggish. I thought defensive was sluggish. You know, Horton's obviously a very, very talented team. I have a lot of upperclassmen returning. So, you know, they've kind of been going through the same thing, but I think they're a little more seasoned in that regard. And I think we need that extra time for practice, and it showed just on the offensive end and defensive end. I think they took advantage of it.
Well, Coach, here upcoming, looking at just ACCHS, the final team on the regular season, a team in the NAKL. What can you tell me about ACCHS here as you close out the season, and then sub-state results and seedings will come out on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of looking at it, and obviously in our sub-state right now, we're near the bottom, but there's a fight, I guess you would call it, at the bottom right now with the kind of 3-4-win team. So we're really looking to get this one to hopefully bump us up a little bit, but at the same time, with the snow, you know, we played Monday, we were off school Tuesday, or off school Wednesday, and I know they just canceled school on Thursday, so practices, you know, we may be looking at our last five games of the year with five games and no practices, you know, to prep for those. So this would be another one that, you know, if we do get to play Friday, hopefully we can practice on Thursday and kind of prep for them a little bit. But if not, we'll have to kind of play the hand we're dealt and hopefully come out strong and finish the season strong and get a win that can help boost our sub-state standings. You know, Effingham's a team we played earlier in the year. That was a win for us. So, but I also I'm also trying to get our guys not to overlook them because at the same time, you know, you've seen film, they can hit shots. If you let them get hot, they'll hit from the outside. And, you know, that's one that we want to try to limit as much as we can and hopefully get out of there with a win.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Join us as always here in week number 10 at Locker Room Chats with JCN's head coach of the boys team, Corey Null. Coach, thank you for your time.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.